You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again, friends, to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today. Hope you're enjoying this message. This was something that was preached at Island Community Church. Now, that's the church that I pastor in Merritt Island. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. Now, we're a small church. We're running about 25 people or so right now. And a lot of people really love a small church. And we encourage you, we invite you to come out to Island and visit. Again, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If you are enjoying some of these sermons and these teachings, we'd love to see you. If you're looking for a new church or a church home, our doors are open to you, and we would welcome you warmly to Island Community Church in Merritt Island. And the phone number there is 453-4656. Now, we're hearing a message here entitled, "There Are No Atheists in Foxholes." Have you ever wondered why and where all these atheists lately have come from? And it seems that they're so angry as well. Have you noticed how angry these atheists are? And how they've come out of the woodwork? Well, I want to tell you, I've got an answer to that. There's an answer, and it's a prophetic look at what in the world is going on out here and why and where all of these angry atheists have come from, why they've materialized on the scene. I encourage you, listen to this message here today. There are no atheists in foxholes. And again, for the whole thing as well, if you go to WGODontheair.net. You can hear the whole message, not broken up like this on radio. So this is part two of three parts for this message, There Are No Atheists in Foxhole. You can find us on Twitter and on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and also on our website, WGODontheair.net. There's a page on there that's devoted to your comments. So I encourage you to go there to our website, again, WGODontheair.net, and there's a link on there that says discuss today's broadcast. Please go there and leave your comments and inferences and whatever it is that the Lord might have placed on your heart. Now here's this message, There Are No Atheists in Foxholes.
Here's one from the Esposito Book of Definitions. Agnostic. I still want to party. Write it down. What's an agnostic? That's what it is. It's not someone who's not sure. You open up your Bible and you read Psalm 22, and then you come and call me and tell me you're not sure. Read what David wrote 1,000 years before it happened. Read what David wrote. They gambled for my clothing. For my clothing, they cast lots. They pierced my hands and my feet. Everyone stares at me. My God, why have you forsaken me? You read that and tell me you're still an agnostic. No, you're telling me, I'll tell you, you still want a party and you're not going to bow the knee to Jesus Christ. That's the truth. You're not an agnostic. The odds of one person doing all that is the same as you hitting the Florida lottery every Saturday night from when you're 15 years old to 85. Every week of your life, and you're an agnostic. No, I don't believe that. You're an atheist. Don't believe it. The self-proclaimed atheist will not ever bow the knee to Jesus Christ. This is what makes him tick. It's not that he doesn't believe there's no God. It's that he won't turn from his sin and his sinful lifestyle and repent and call Jesus Christ Lord. What does the Old Testament say about atheists? Psalm 14. You want to turn there with me? Psalm 14, the fool. Psalm 14, verse 1. Now, Jim, I looked it up in the NIV, and you're not going to be able to follow me here. It says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Now, that's what it says in there, but the words there is are in italics. That means it's not in the original text. The translators added it to make the verse read smoother. I think New American Standard, the King James, the New King James, there is in italics, meaning the word, it really reads like this. The fool says in his heart, no God. Not so much there is no God, but no God. I will not. It's an act of utter shaking your fist at God. No, I will not. While on the inside, their conscience is screaming. I mentioned it last week. There's this case in California. It's called the Mount Soledad Cross. There's a cross people can see in San Diego. And the atheists are all up in arms and said, every time we see this cross, it makes us vomit and sick and causes us great anguish. And that's what's on the lawsuit to remove a 100-year-old cross because the atheists say it makes them sick. And I say to you, they're telling you the truth. I'm sure it does make them sick. However, the reason it makes them sick might not be the reason that you think. Again, why am I preaching this message here today? It's important to answer this next question is the reason why. And this is, why all of a sudden is there so many atheists and homosexuals? Doesn't it seem like they've come out of the woodwork? What makes this time different than any other time? I mean, there's always been homosexuals since time everlasting. Read Genesis chapter 19. Read what God thinks about it. But it seems like lately that something has changed. Have you feel that way? Especially with, well, no, I won't say especially, both groups. Haven't you noticed how angry they are? It seems to me that these two are predominantly in the forefront in the news today. Are they not? As I said, and they're both angry. And I put it to you, they are angry because God loves them. That's why. They're angry because God loves them. And because time is short. Time is short in this world. Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And they're angry because God loves them. You know, the deception is going to get a lot more severe here coming up soon. This is God's last-ditch effort to save homosexuals and to save atheists. And that's why they're angry, because they got what they say in Italian, they got agita. If you know what that is, we looked at that last week. It's an Italian saying for indigestion. Or as I say, it's an itch that you just can't scratch. Ah, you're giving me agita. Hebrews 12:5, listen to this. It says, you have forgotten the exhortation that speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. Now, don't get me wrong. He's talking to believers here. But we can apply this to people, to everyone whom the Lord chastens. Hebrews 12, I just read to you 5, let me read 6. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. Why does the atheist have agita? Because God loves him. Because God's not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. I don't have anything against the atheist. I love them. I've done worse things than them. I want to see the deception lifted off of people. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. And I won't read to you how the King James reads. You'll throw me out of this church. Furthermore, we've had human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more be readily in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them. But he chastens us for our profit, so that we may be partakers of his holiness. This is the answer to the question. Why are they so angry? Because God loves them. Verse 11, no chastening seems joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Again, now verse 8 says, if you are without chastening, of which all, A-L-L, have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Do you know what should really break your heart? The homosexual and the atheist that's not angry. The homosexual and the atheist that's not angry. Because they're perfectly content in their lifestyle. I'm not doing anything wrong. If you're not angry, you see, you got to remember your conscience is a gift from God. Turn with me, please, Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Now, this word here for suppress means to hold down, sort of like holding down the lid on a furious pot of boiling water or on a giant pressure cooker. This is people who know the truth, but rather live their own sinful lifestyle instead of submitting to God and turning from their sin. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. Notice that, for God has shown it to them. Notice that. The truth is manifest in them. The truth of God is manifest not to them. It's manifest in them. Your conscience is a gift from God. Why is everyone so angry? Because the truth of God has been manifest in them. Verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. Think about that. Invisible attributes clearly seen. Invisible attributes clearly seen. Being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are, then it says, without excuse. Interesting word. Another word with a Greek A in front of it. It's the word apology and an A in front of it. No apology. In other words, you can't say to God on Judgment Day that the dog ate your homework.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD.